Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Common sense and conservative politics. Big Al chatting right now with Jim McKinney, the chairman of the re-elect Trump campaign for the county. Had some good news this morning, Jimmy, in terms of the jobs report, et cetera, et cetera. You want to elaborate for that?
Yeah, it was amazing. There's the release, the jobs report this month, it actually 4.8 million jobs. It's the highest growth rate number of jobs in U.S. history, which was double the almost nearly double the expectations. And of course, that drops the jobless rate down from, I think, almost, you know, from over 13% or near 14% down to 11.1%.
Yeah.
And that was actually doubled expectations as well. The underlying issues that are really powerful is manufacturing was up 350,000 jobs. Workforce participation was up significantly, getting close to what it was a year ago. So and the short term jobs, the people that are not, you know, part-time employees and not expected, that actually is very positive numbers there as well, which those are all good indicators of a comeback. We still face some issues because of the potential as people run out of the PPE money, the allowing, you know, people to pay to keep people employed from the government funding. And of course, the debt is exponential. That's crazy, the growth in that. So those are challenges, but these are good indicators, very good indicators and surprising indicators. So you're seeing markets reflect that this morning.
Well, the only comment I would make this morning is, number one, I want to re-announce that we are going to have a reception next Thursday. Took care of that at the club. We do have to do the social distancing, that all the regulations are set up. We will be adhering to them. And Jimmy told me this morning that I guess Joan Wagner is kind of going to handle the RSVPs. So that's great. Appreciate her taking the time. What I have to say right now, in addition to everything else, is the originators of this little group, Barb and John Sternov and Ann and Daryl, I have to say, four of you, along with Jimmy and I really feel, and everybody else of a like mind, are really utilizing common sense by our actions. I was talking to Jimmy off mic this morning. I was talking about the anger that I see continuing to fester in Seattle. I made the mistake of watching King 5 News last night, and apparently Jenny Dirksen's action towards the antagonists, I guess for lack of better terms, anarchists, has backfired. They're now out in her neighborhood, and her neighbors apparently are very, very angry about that. So, Jim, I have to give you a compliment in this. You're pretty politically savvy, my man. And you told me about 3 months ago that you felt that anarchists, the Democrats, the progressives were going to shoot themselves in the foot by their example. It would appear that that's exactly what is happening, particularly given the economic indicators that came out earlier today.
I think, Jenny Durkin, the mayor in Seattle, she was attempting to appease. And of course, you know, you can't appease radical bigots. You know, the definition of a bigot is someone who's so wed to their ideologies that they aren't willing to see anything different. Their opinions and prejudices are blinded. And what you've got is a very small group of people that are very vocal, that have gained the attention of mass media. And then you've got political leaders in those areas that are unwilling to actually do legitimate governance to reestablish order and rule of law. And what Jenny Durkin is seeing is, by allowing that to happen, you've got these massive protests in her neighborhood, even as of last night, that are still waking up the neighbors. People are just angry. And then she's very angry at them because she was trying to appease. How come it just didn't go that way? How come it didn't, right? You know, how come you just don't accept me? And the reality is, you can't appease a mob like that.
No.
And that's what we're seeing.
Well, we've known that for a long time. That's not even close. We can't do that. I have to tell you one thing, Jim. I am getting to be prouder and prouder of many of my friends up here in the neighborhood. You know, we had a bit of a get-together last night. I want to say that Dave Thompson, Tim Howe, my friend Mike Mobar. All of you are really, really supporting what's going on. But then again, you're all very bright and successful people. And that's the type of folks that we have in Semiahmoo, number one. And number two, common sense, I hope, will win out in the end here. I hope that the anarchists don't get any worse than they are right now, because I think right now, Jimmy, it's down to kind of a dull roar.
I hope so. I think there's some institutional structural problems that will come out of this from really poor decisions. New York, for example, and de Blasio, you know, cutting $1 billion+ from his law enforcement division, taking away his plainclothes division that does, you know, investigations, and then of course some of the, you know, the responses for these liberal cities that are going to cause problems over a long period of time. It's very unfortunate, the people in those areas, but when you have, you know, incredibly high taxes, when you don't have security for your business, when you feel unsafe, and then you don't have anybody, or it's a long call before 911 assistance, if at all, that's problematic. And I think that's going to weigh heavily in these areas for a while. Politically, I think that's very devastating for those areas, because people are just frustrated with it. And I see that grow, that frustration is growing, and the silent majority is beginning to just like say, okay, this enough is enough.
Well, I would agree 100%. Jimmy, I don't want to cut you off. We've been going about 6 minutes. I want to reiterate one fact, and that is that I want to thank you again for stepping up to the plate and agreeing to chair the re-elect Trump campaign. I think that those of us who are like-minded, that certainly is myself, I think we're going to win in the end. Regardless of the outcome of the election, all I can do is hope and pray that the anarchists, the violent people, as a lot of the liberals have turned out to be, I think society is going to see that they are probably not the party they want to have into power. Common sense is what counts. Jimmy, you have anything else you want to say?
I just will say that, you know, people that stand up for good, people that stand up for free speech, people that stand up for your freedom of assembly, for your rights, and they're remembered as heroes. The people that bow down to this bigoted attack and assault, they're remembered as cowards, and people ought to remember that.
Jim McKinney, God bless you. Thank you for everything you're doing, and thank everybody else also. This is coming from Big Al and his wife, Kathy. Thanks to all of you. One last quick thank you to Jones for handling the administrative end of the event next Thursday. Thank you, Joan.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.